10 Loads of Tech Podcast, ladies and gentlemen. I'm joined with Nick and Randy with an episode that should age much better than last week's. That shouldn't be that hard. How are you guys feeling? People have known my opinions. Thanks for watching this week, everyone. We'll see you next time.
What happened today?
Take care. Well, Apple used the form of clickbait, I think.
Yeah. Yes, I think that is the most accurate way to describe it. Clickbait. I like it.
Time Apple did a clickbait. Tim Cook doing this
when it's only an
on the
hour
trending
long.
Page.
Yeah. Time sure
when
does
was the last
fly
time we had an event this short that was live streamed?
Ooh. Ben Gate? That was like 30 minutes.
No, I think it was March 2016.
Was it?
I think it was March
20th. That was at least 90 minutes.
That was 40 minutes.
No, it was an hour. I remember specifically because I watched it in class. I was in college at the time. And I remember getting really, really excited. And then it was over in 60 minutes flat. And I was just like...
Not excited anymore?
Something feels incredibly insulting to have a one-hour Apple event. Something about it is just...
Especially
when 15 minutes of the gosh darn show is transmissions! Why?
Oh, I know. How did you guys feel in relative to Quadruple UDC this time?
Oh,
was it better, worse?
Worse.
Way worse. Way worse.
I would say way worse as well.
The good thing about DubDub is they kind of were anchored, right? Like, we started with Tim, mm-hmm. we went up to Craig, we went over to, we went back to Craig, and then we went over to, and then we went back to Craig, and then we went back to Tim, and then the event was over. But here, mm-hmm. it kind of just felt like, okay, so to give the next paragraph of our speech, we're going to go to someone else in the basement. And then 5 seconds of transitions. Right. I really hate it when they did that transition up to the mountains for the announcement that the Apple Watch Series 6 has 2 times brighter, always on display outside.
Nick that hates that because he doesn't know where we can moment. Go to film that, though. That's why. Because he keeps trying to mimic the commercials, and he does. Now he has to go to the Rockies.
I have great evidence then, Nick. I've been exactly where they filmed that.
Oh, really? Where was that?
I've hiked at that exact location. The people watching my reaction stream can attest. When they started showing that peak, I started freaking out. I was like, oh, I've been there. I have pictures of me at that exact place. I know the steps and the top of the rock. I was with a family member who drove us there, so I'll have to check with them on the official name. But I know exactly where that is. Someone
is
can correct
California?
Me in the comments. Yes, it's a few hours from me, probably 2 hours from me. So I know exactly where they filmed that. And I was like, whoa, that's cool. I know where that is.
Guys.
And they shot it with a drone.
I'm getting really concerned about the Cybertruck.
Oh, my gosh. Don't you even bring up Tesla at a moment like this. We are in a crisis mode.
But it's the perfect crisis mode. It's the perfect comment to be about, like, I'm just so disappointed. Personally. Now, wait, before...
What were you most disappointed by, Randy?
Oh, my goodness. I woke up this morning. Like that makes me upset. Like
I woke up this morning.
That's what I'm most disappointed. Listen. Okay, so I'm wearing this shirt intentional because I put this on before the keynote, but this was the best part about the keynote. And I will say, people like us, it wasn't... we get it. Okay, pandemic and things got just too much production went into this for such little things that don't deserve that mm-hmm. time. Just do a site refresh the same way.
But felt like a marshmallow event.
But for someone like my wife, she's actually like this was enough to her. Like I'm ready to get my first Apple Watch, and I was happy. So we watched it together, and I'm happy we got to see it. Yeah, so. We enjoyed – I think the best part of the whole keynote was the Apple Watch. It was a solid update, solid everything.
Well, that was half the keynote.
Yeah.
That's half the keynote. That was over half the keynote.
I know. At least it's good. But I tell you what, I hate it. iPad refresh – or just specs and little redesigns, okay, fine. The services, yeah, right. You're not going to get money out of me. No way. I can't. I'm not – Apple
but you can
One.
Pay $10 to exercise in front of your TV in your living room.
I don't exercise now, Nick.
But if you pay $10, exactly. you can feel guilty about not exercising.
Right. I had a gym membership, and I paid $22 a month, and I barely used it, partly because of COVID. But then the other part was because I don't feel like doing it today. No. I know me better.
Do you think
that.
That's how Apple's trying to justify Fitness Plus, is that it's cheaper than a gym membership and you can do it at home?
Maybe.
Is that their logic
Probably.
Here?
Probably.
Yeah.
That's stupid logic. I'm sorry. You can go on YouTube video and watch people do guided workouts. The only difference is that Apple's will have the integration with, like, oh, it shows your heart rate.
But when I hit my move ring, I want to see the celebration thing on my iPad.
Stupid. But I need overly enthusiastic hosts to encourage me along the way.
We should start a fitness channel, okay? Three slightly overweight guys doing
wow.
a fitness
channel.
We'll do it
for $9 a month.
Wow, Nick.
I included myself in that.
I feel so attacked! You know, the shirt used to be really loose on me.
So none of you saw the appeal or understood why they did Apple Fitness Plus? Are we all in agreement there? I'm trying to find something we can debate here.
Honestly, I think today's going to be a boring...
Yeah, today is just us ranting. Just rant.
We're so upset.
Like, so none of you are on board with Fitness Plus?
No! What the heck? I'm not going to pay $10
Can you
bucks
even
a month
play Devil's Advocate
videos?
In your head and justify it a little?
No!
Yes.
What the heck?
Okay.
I can always
You're
argue.
Wrong.
Listen, I can always argue about anything. So,
I could,
all right, here's my devil's
that's
advocate.
Good. Do it. Do all right. it now.
All right, here we go. Apple Fitness Plus is so integrated into the ecosystem for fitness, and it is exactly what the watch was meant to be, because we all agreed a while ago that the watch is the best fitness companion, and for anybody who's health conscious mm-hmm. and is into that stuff, this is exactly the type of motivation that people have, who are the same people who try to fill their rings all the time without cheating the system, unlike us. But people who are really trying to be proactive about being healthier, weight conscious, or at mm-hmm. least just being more active, sometimes that little extra, if you are paying for it, and it's coming from Apple itself, the same way they like using Apple Music, it's perfectly curated in a way that can work, and it is cheaper than some of the other subscriptions that I've seen for third-party applications that do basically the same thing. And this one is integrated in mm-hmm. the health app. It's integrated in the fitness app. It's integrated with your watch, and it follows – it builds your overall profile and your medical ID card and all that stuff. It's everything that should – this is the appropriate step. And I think people who are very into being active and do triathlons mm-hmm. and all that stuff, this is a great companion addition to it, especially if they're going to be paying – if they are using all these other services and they're saving money with their family, and you get that premium Apple One, I mean, you're saving money overall if you can share it with your family. The lifestyle – it fits the lifestyle for people who are that active. So –
Okay, yeah. So
wow, that was a good job. I was almost convinced you believed that for a second.
I know. I was.
I can argue anything.
Have you thought of politics, Randy? No.
No, there's too much dirt on me.
Oh. Let me see that.
I won't make it to even mayor. No way.
Okay, next question. Will any of you be doing the free trial of Fitness Plus, or are you not even
yes,
going to touch it?
I'll do the free trial, but I'm not getting an Apple Watch. And if I remember correctly, that's the only way you get the 3-month free trial, right?
Listen.
3-month free trial needs a watch, but 1 month for free for anyone.
Okay, I'll try it for a month, sure. I mean, I'm on the treadmill quite frequently, so,
All right.
Not in the past couple months. I hurt my knee. So,
you can tune back into us then on the podcast. Let us know how it is.
I'll give it a try, but I ain't paying for it. It would literally have to lose weight, like just sitting on the couch eating potato chips. That's literally
that would be
the
cool.
only way.
I would pay for that.
The only way they give
I would literally need to lose weight for this thing to work.
Without working out, yeah. You just pay for it and weight goes away. I would love that.
Yeah, me too. I'd
Apple, work on that.
Figure
that out.
You're talking about liposuction or something, Nick? I mean, I think that kind of...
I mean, no. I haven't... I can manage myself, thanks. But, yeah, so I was really most excited when they had that lady, I forget her name, but she was inside of one of the buildings. I'm being super descriptive here, but she's talking about the services.
Lisa.
And she was that Lisa, the Apple
Laura.
One lady?
No.
Laura? Lisa?
No, that
Laura?
Was Lori. Lori was the Apple
Yanny?
One lady. Lisa
I'm sorry,
was
are you
the...
saying Yanny?
Guess what, everyone? There's
Laurel.
No charge bricks.
It's Laurel.
Yes, that lady. That
Yanny.
Did anyone
it's Yanny.
That,
I think I heard
think
Yanny.
That moment
Yanny.
Was awkward as heck?
Laurel. Yanny.
The environmental lady or the services lady?
Yeah, Lisa had to look at the camera with a straight face and a smile and say, there's no charge bricks anymore. We're removing them.
I knew
they will not
happen.
Be offered at a discounted bundle price. You will now pay for them extra if you want them.
This is where
Though,
they pay
you
the big bucks.
You know what the website's not telling me?
What's that?
If they're including an Apple Watch puck with the Series 6, does it have
she
USB-C on the other
charge
end?
Charge brick. Oh, yeah. Oh, it might.
I didn't even know USB-C could be a thing for Apple Watch.
Yeah. They.
Oh,
they
it already is. It's an accessory.
Now.
But it won't say on the website if that's what they're including. I'm guessing it is because I've read that they've kind of removed the use of the USB-A charge brick.
I mean, USB-A is
the board.
Dying. Like, let it go. You know,
yeah.
If you're going to have a proprietary
that's what I'm saying.
Port, have the outport, you know.
Right.
Yeah, USB-C all the way. We
wait,
I think
wait,
we can
wait,
all
wait,
be in agreement.
I hope
wait,
that's what it is.
Hold. Wait a minute. I just looked at the website. Fitness Plus isn't coming till late 2020. How am I supposed to get my beach bod if I don't get this until late 2020? That's like after Thanksgiving and all of the food and pounds that come with Thanksgiving.
That'd be a great tweet idea. Coming late 2020, a lot of people are going to use that little badge as a reason to not work out for the next few months.
Yes.
Well, I could work out. But I'm going to wait to do it right with Fitness Plus, so I'm not going to work
good
out yet.
After I have the old turkey. Hey,
also, they finally did Apple Card monthly installments for the Apple Watch.
I saw
that.
Finally.
Guys.
You can do monthly installments on watch bands.
Will you feel enticed to get a Series 6?
No. I'm getting one to review, but there's no reason to keep one permanently. It's kind of disappointing, to be honest, outside
of
the design
permanently,
changes.
Yeah. The question was permanently, Nick. Yeah.
So, yeah. Actually,
not a review unit that you can return permanent.
Probably probably not. I was kind of looking at it as like, I'm tired of this watch. I definitely want a silver one, and it's a Series 4 Gold stainless steel. So I want a silver stainless steel, and I'm just really sad with the depreciation scale. Hey, Drew. No. We both like our watches, though.
what are you doing?
The problem is the depreciation of it. Like, I paid, what, $900 for this watch 2 years ago? And now, if I turn it into Apple, they'll give me $150. It's like...
Mm-hmm. Resale value on the watches.
Yeah.
Trash.
It's terrible. So I
is
wouldn't
the
mind
Apple
buying...
Watch SE worth upgrading from the Series 4?
I wouldn't want to lose stainless steel over it, but if I was
it's
on aluminum,
downgrade.
It would be a.
Well, I have really aluminum, downgrade. So for me, I.
You lose the ECG in gaining the S5 chip, so I guess it's a side grade at best. You're losing a health feature.
I don't use ECG.
Yeah, I don't.
But what
I
are you getting with the SE that your Series 4 doesn't do?
Nothing. In fact, if anything, I think my watch just became more popular because it's space gray.
So
that color is gone.
I was going to say the compass.
Ooh, the compass though. That is a good feature. I was kind of thinking when I was reviewing this event in my head. I was like, Tim Cook should have just gone on stage and been like, "Hey, everybody, here's all the products we announced in 2020." Oh wait, 2018, but in more colors. And then all of the fans,
my colors are amazing!
Yeah. That's kind of what this was, wasn't it?
We have a confirmed blue. That blue looks like it's going to pair with the iPhone. That looks like it's going to be the new blue.
Very likely.
Yeah.
Very likely.
I think the best part of the event would be the Apple Watch bands.
Did you know the braided watch band is $100?
No. But that green is so good looking.
I thought of you instantly when I saw the green, Randy.
Jordan texted me instantly. And he's like, that's it. That's the one.
At first, I was like, oh, that looks cool. It's like your grandma knitted you an Apple Watch band. Interesting. And then
I went to
the band section of the website. I went to the band section of the website for a screenshot on the recap video. And I see it's like $99. I was like, wait, what?
Why?
Dana, why are you extorting me?
Nana is asking a lot. Also, how do the freaking solo loops work? I don't understand.
Tell me about it. I'm like...
How stretchy are they? I don't know if I trust that.
He did say slip it on and slip it off, which is just
minimal.
Like...
Hey, you like that one commercial promo that he did with the watch and that guy was trying to be like Johnny Ive, but with his own...
Yeah.
That made me mad. He's like, the Apple Watch is... Like, don't you do that. Don't you Johnny
do
Ive me. The Apple Watch. Get out of my
face. I can't understand is we've had the sport band for years, right?
Yeah.
The basic band, everyone has had it. It has holes, and it has a pin, and it has two separate pieces. The solo loop doesn't have holes, and it doesn't have a pin, and it's still $50. Exact same price.
Stop trying to be logical about this, Drew. It's Apple.
No,
I'm just thinking of how much money they saved in manufacturing and yet charged the exact same amount.
Yep.
Well, if you just think of how much money they're going to make on Fitness Plus.
Man, these solo loops they're so weird.
It looks bizarre to just not have any anything at all.
It is minimal.
It's literally the most basic a band could ever be.
That was the
intent. I'm not hating it, especially this white. The white solo loop. Like, I don't know. I might
to,
try it
on.
That's what
to me that sounds
be
hard to put on.
I'm
like,
sure.
You have to stretch it in a certain way to get it off. You can't, like, I love being able to do this. It's so easy and just be done with it. Now, on this, you have to be like a cup and stretch your hand through it.
Look how, like, minimal it is, though. Like, there's, like,
it
no
It does
clasp,
look cool, but I never
no
look
nothing.
At that part of my watch.
Yeah. I do enough to notice the dots. And,
you do this?
And actually, as a feature of Apple Fitness Plus, they should say you can see how fat you're getting by how many extra little holes you have to use on the Apple Watch.
They're like, how many clicks do you have to pinch in on your watch band? And if you have gone from 3 to 4, then maybe consider subscribing.
We'll send you a push notification.
We've noticed you haven't been clicking your watch band as tightly. That's wonderful.
Oh,
280. Do you think 280 is a good price for the SE?
No, that is such a random price. I would have much rather had them... Okay, this is the one product of the whole event that I legitimately don't think should exist right now. Like, the Apple Watch SE...
Okay.
Is just wrong in all the directions. What they needed to do,
oh, really?
Series 3 case, Series 3 display, S6 chip. That's all, folks. That's all.
I feel like that would be more
SE. That's all, folks.
It was simple.
What do you think, Randy?
About the 280 price?
Yeah. Do you think that's fair, or do you agree with Nick that it shouldn't exist?
Man, I think Series 3 shouldn't exist.
I agree.
Yeah,
I don't know why
exactly.
Series 3 is still there.
Because they screwed up the SE.
No, I don't think that.
Usually what SE meant was old design with new internals, but now it has the new design with slightly older internals, which is why I'm confused. It's like not what they typically use SE for.
Well, that's what I would sum up the keynote to be, is confused. That's why I'm slightly confused.
Just confused.
Apple doing stuff they don't normally do. That's what this event is.
Yeah. Like, don't show me Air Force One with longer hair who didn't get a haircut. And
what
then...
the heck was wrong with Air Force One?
His Air Force was Air Force
anything.
Two.
Air Force. He had a Air Force 2 on his Air Force 1. There was so much hair on his Air Force. It was sad.
I saw your tweet. No, it wasn't a tweet. You texted something. Nick, I saw you say that, like, this is the first time, you know, A14 before iPhone. And I'm like, yeah, kind of sad. But
it was very sad.
This confirms to me iPad will be the actual prototype before they put it on iPhones for anything. Touch ID for the power button, evidently, you know, chips and stuff like that. And I mean, okay, fine.
Actually don't know if the Air 4 is coming out before the iPhones or not at this point.
When did they say?
They said October.
That's available in October. Also,
they just wanted to introduce it on the Air 4.
Do you remember when Apple does keynotes 2 weeks after the first one, like of like iPhone, then they'll do a follow up 2 weeks later? And they used to do that.
No. I don't remember
like
that.
Like back when they were like, and we've shipped 400,000 iPhones.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope
those were really quick, though. Those were like 30-minute like town hall type events, right?
And I'm hoping we get something like that, because if they can give us an hour keynote and kind of hype it up the way they did, for knowing that we're kind of behind, I'm really hoping we get something like that for MacBook and iPhone and accessories, because that tells me that's what the next thing's going to be. We're going to talk about Mac, iPhones, accessories. That's the next keynote then. So go ahead.
Why did they have to have two keynotes? It's entirely apparent.
They're not ready. They're just not ready.
Okay. Thank you.
The Air 4 wasn't ready, but they unveiled that. Fitness Plus isn't ready, but they unveiled that.
They have the A14 chip in mass production. Or, you know, they're confident enough that it will be in mass production by October to give us a ship date on the iPad Air. You know, even if the iPhone isn't coming out to November, I at least wanted to see it today. Like, oh my gosh, I was so excited to see that thing.
Maybe they don't want to say something they can't back up or sustain in regards to like maybe 120 hertz or whatever.
That cannot be the reason why they're holding.
I'm trying to just put myself in their shoes, guys.
I'm not mad at you personally, Randy. I'm just mad at your words. That's all.
I'm mad at my words too. I'm upset. Like, okay, you know what the highlight was today? Tomorrow, all the software drops officially. So
yes.
There's that. And I think if we've updated to the latest beta...
Although I've seen some developers are mad about that because they hadn't released the Goldmaster for iOS 14 beta yet. And that
I thought this was the Goldmaster. This last one.
I think they just dropped it today. But there was something reported on that they didn't have... they weren't able to test it on certain devices internally yet. But they feel like it's coming out too soon. But I don't know. Apple typically gets developers to get their stuff together if they need to. So
sure.
I think it'll be all right. But
Big Sur, what are you going to do if you're not ready? OSR. Ban you from the App Store?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Big Sur was the only one I was kind of hoping that would come out soon, and that's the only one that isn't coming out tomorrow. So I'm like, dang it. Because I kind of have all the betas on everything else.
Right.
Okay, we gotta stop here. We've been being super negative, and I'm pretty sure people randomly finding this podcast will think that we're Android sheep because of how much we're hating this show right now. What was your favorite part of the event?
The end.
Best part of the event for you, starting with Randy. The end? The end. Oh my gosh, I cannot believe you.
The end.
No, I would say the best part of the show was...
The SE. In my opinion,
I like mine's a little bit more abstract, but it's just cool concepts and stuff. I like that they showcase all these different colors for product red watch and different iPads and not for me, but because I saw my wife get excited and she goes, "Ooh, a green one," because that's her favorite kind of color of green, not the green that I have. And the product red is ooh so nice. That blue looks nice too. I like the idea of it. It's not meant – today was not meant for us, and accepting that, my favorite part was showing the consumer-friendly part of it with all the colors, and look how friendly and accessible it is. Like, this is Apple, like, showing it's going to work long-term and Apple being Apple, and I'm glad the stock went down today because I was like, all right, cool. I'm going to pick up some real quick. So
I haven't even been watching that.
Don't look at it. Don't look at it. It's not a good look today.
I don't have any shares, so.
Yeah.
No, it's not that bad.
Yeah, but I feel bad people who are like, I thought... Anyway, the watch was overall, just the watch segment, half of it, the watch segment was the best part because it's the most practical.
I will say Apple is I think Apple should be tried in court for cruel and unusual punishment towards Wear OS.
Yes.
With how they've treated the Apple Watch SE. That is just brutal. So mean to industry, all
when
other
he was
watchmakers.
Like, industry leading, and I'm like, wait a minute, there's an industry around this? I didn't think there was an industry. It's just Apple.
Like, the fact that you can now get the Series 5 design, okay, it doesn't have an always-on display, but for $280, like, Apple was already dominating the watch market, but that just... That's not even a nail in a coffin. The Series 5 was a nail in the coffin. This year is like pissing on the grave at this point. Like, you've nailed in the coffin, yeah. You've buried it, and now you're going to build a parking lot on top of the grave.
Oh,
like, it is just new levels of disrespect to the rest of the smartwatch industry with the S. I think they have a monopoly on the smartwatch market now. It's not okay.
We shouldn't take them to court. We should take them to Congress and talk about their monopoly on the smartwatch. So, Tim,
Apple Watch market.
Why is the iWatch not working on my Androids?
That's a question they would bring up too. Mm-hmm. Do you think,
Senator,
are either
we
of
don't
you interested
or Congressman?
In,
we don't have an iWatch, and then you got to do the you got to do the Mark Zuckerberg like stare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. I disagree, Nick. I don't think the SE shouldn't be there. I think the Series 3 shouldn't be there, and the SE should have been cheaper.
I guess that's kind of what I'm going at. Like, that $199 okay. price point is so magical. Like, they can do whatever
perfect.
They have to do to hit that $199 price point. That smokes everything, right? An Apple Watch in the Apple ecosystem, $199. Awesome deal. The problem is when they make the SE just too good and it can't fit in that $199 price point, they have to bump it up to $279. $279 feels like a lot more than $80 more than $199. You know.
Well, yeah, that's like 40% upscale if you're talking $200 watch.
I guess
going up
$80, right.
that's a big jump. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But at the end of the day, like, I would have much preferred them having a Series 3. I mean, I'm not going to buy any of these, so maybe I'm not the best person to ask. But I much prefer having a Series 3 body with an S6 chip and calling it a day at $199. You know, maybe doing something with the digital crown so that people who buy it can differentiate themselves and make sure that they're not, you know, broke Series 3 users. But
well, that's what the color is for, Nick. I don't think the – I think the Series 3 is just dated. It should go away.
Yeah, no, I don't. The design is dated.
I have a theory.
The price point is important.
Sure.
I am noticing on the website, I've been looking for, like, in the compare Apple Watch models page for them to mention this. They will not bring up Force Touch.
Ooh.
And it makes me wonder. I would love to see in iFixit teardowns when eventually we get these if they have removed Force Touch on the Series 6 or the SE and not talked about it.
Oh.
I wonder. And the fact that they're keeping the Series 3 around seems stupid. And my theory is that what if they just start manufacturing the Series 3 without the Force Touch layer and don't tell anyone?
Ooh.
Can they do that legally?
I mean,
it's not a. They're not lying if they say it's there and it's not. It's only.
Well,
it's
if
only
they
wrong.
Announced it with certain hardware and then changed the manufacturing process and didn't tell anyone that it's manufactured differently and is now lacking hardware that it used to have, as soon as the Series 3 starts shipping with WatchOS 7, they could technically stop
useless.
Including it.
Yeah,
which is
the
why, in my opinion, it would make
useless.
Sense. Right. So they could easily stop shipping it with that hardware and no one would know. Unless, of course, we did a teardown or something.
Hmm.
Well,
I think it's weird that they're not bringing that up. Like, nowhere did they talk about Force Touch being removed in WatchOS 7 or being removed in the Series 6 or the SE. They're just here's the watches. And that's it.
How do you guys feel that there's no Apple Watch Edition?
They still have the
I was kind of sad about
titaniums,
that.
But they don't have the white ceramics anymore.
Yeah, I'm sad about that.
But
I mean, they've removed it before.
Yeah, it'll be back.
it'll probably be back next year.
Well, wait. Yeah, probably. They did series. They did a ceramic on series 2 or series 3.
I think it was
3.
I think it was ceramic on series 2, and then they did a space gray ceramic on series 3, and then no ceramic on series 4. Brought it back ceramic for series 5, and now it's gone again.
Gone for 6. So maybe it'll come back with series 7.
That seems to be the pattern here. They gotta drop it, bring it back, bring it back, drop it. I like the ceramic. Not that I wanted one, but
it's just pretty to look at.
Yeah, it's a cool look, and I wish they would. I don't know. Oh, Nick,
what?
I just read something. So you are gonna love Apple One.
No way.
And there's a specific reason why.
No.
Storage.
With the premiere of the Apple One bundle, you can add another 2 terabytes of iCloud storage to the 2 terabytes that is already included in the bundle. This means you can now have 4 terabytes of iCloud storage.
Ah, no! I'm not going to pay $30 a month for more storage. No! This is
it's
not
only 30
what I need! I don't want this anymore! I quit! My God!
Well, Nick.
Only $30.
Looks like you get to watch another something of the Dickinsons or whatever that show's called.
Now you get Fitness Plus. You get News
I don't
Plus.
Want Fitness Plus. I don't want Apple TV Plus.
This is the
Plus.
Only way.
This is the way, Nick. This is the way.
Okay, well, I didn't know that. Now I'm actually going to have to look at this Apple One thing. All right, what does it include? The top one was $29.90. What? Oh, my gosh.
This is the way.
It's $30 and you get...
I don't want Apple Arcade. I don't want Apple News Plus. What are you talking about, guys? I just want more storage.
Well, part of the contract is that you have to play the games every single day. They require you to watch TV Plus shows. Otherwise, they come to your house
and they take your phones away.
That's how they guarantee the weight loss. I see.
Uh-huh.
So, new question. New question. $30 a month, right?
$29.95, but yeah.
Stop that. So, $10 more. $10 more for an additional 2 terabyte over what you're paying now.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good deal within its own. Even if you don't activate the other services, $10 more for additional 2 terabytes. My question to that also, Nick, Apple Card time, get a discount.
No.
3%. Why can't Apple Card users get Apple One included? That's what I want. Because it would cost me no additional money.
That's why.
Oh, dang. That's why.
Oh, dang. Oh, dang.
So they actually want to make money off these services, is what you're telling me.
You wrecked my month. I do not want this, but I'm going to have to get it.
I know. I created Apple One myself.
It's your fault, Drew.
I invented this. It's all me.
Wow.
That malicious person.
If you're part of a very active Apple family plan, family is probably the best Apple One deal.
Absolutely.
Because you can spread that between 6 people for $20 a month. Okay. Kind of good. But
okay. Kind of good.
Everything else sucks. I'm sorry. The individual plan is terrible.
Yeah.
That's the
point. That's every service. They always want to upsell you. That's always the point. Yeah.
That Premier service.
I'm just saying.
I'm going to have to get
Apple
though.
One was exactly as bad as I thought it was going to be. 50 gigs of iCloud storage with $15 a month.
No
Arcade
way.
TV Plus. You're saving $6 a month if you were to buy all of those things separately, which no one does. No one's buying all those things separately.
Nobody wants those things.
And there's also
no one wants Arcade. And that $4.99 of that $6 saved is Arcade. And no one wanted Arcade.
True. Oh my God, Nick, you're right. If you just didn't have Arcade, if you just didn't pay for Apple Arcade or TV Plus, it would be about the same price. You'd be saving $1. So
wow,
they are really, really counting on, because TV Plus is $5, Arcade is $5, and the individual plan is arguing that you save $6. So just remove one of those, and it's $1 cheaper.
Wow,
$1.
Man, so but with the premiere,
the way you have to see it is you have to get spend an additional $10 to get 2 more terabytes. That's the only way I can justify that expenditure.
I know. That's, I'm having to make that. That's
Nick is a literal data hoarder. Minimize this stuff, man.
I might need to just go minimize it at this point. Yeah,
you don't need the Office. Completely download it.
Nick is looking at Premiere as $30 a month for an extra two terabytes. He doesn't see any other perk there.
That's literally what I'm looking at now.
Apple, take notes on today's episode, okay? If you were to sell $20 a month for 4 terabytes, Nick would sign up. He would do it.
Yeah.
$20 a month.
$30 a month.
If you want to go into
services. Oh, wait.
Oh, you would get the exact same price just without the services? Just so
well,
you
no, this I'd still have to pay. Have to think so about. With Premiere, it would be $40 a month for 2 terabytes of iCloud plus Premiere. For 4 terabytes, it would be $40 a month. So for $30 a month.
Oh. So an additional terabytes. $20 for 2 terabytes.
Mm.
Okay. Gotcha.
I mean, unlimited. I want unlimited at that point, but like, dang, this is terrible. I'm going to just have to start deleting archives. Like, I'm down to like,
I'm a huge
I was down
fan.
To the megabytes. I was down to the megabytes and I was getting the error,
can I point
the
out,
iCloud storage error.
I want to point out something that's really irking me right now, and I don't know if it's a CGI render.
Why are you irked?
Not hurt,
what irks
irked.
You, Randy?
I'm irked.
Both.
I know. I'm saying that.
Okay. Are you on Apple.com right now? People
yes.
at home, follow along. Okay,
I'm looking at the Apple One tiers.
Go to the Apple Watch.
Okay. There.
All right. Scroll down to the part where you see in the big photo of that blue.
Blue what?
The blue watch. The blue aluminum watch. The big photo of it.
On the black? On
the
black
very
background
top?
Or the white one?
It doesn't matter. Like when you start scrolling down Apple Watch Series 6 and you just scroll down, there's a big photo of the Series 6 blue, right?
Okay.
Okay. What is out of place and I can't unsee it now?
The center of the crowns are all black.
Not just for blue.
I still don't know what you're looking at.
If you the
Which
center
are you
of
looking
the
at?
The big here, I'm gonna turn the camera around for you guys so you'll see. Sorry guys. Right here, that one.
Oh, that's
oh, I don't have that one
at.
For some reason.
Hold on.
Oh well
you have
look
to
at
click
any
to
blue.
Learn more.
Okay. Oh. Look at any blue, and blue
okay.
is the only one
looking
that doesn't
blue.
Have the crown, the center of the crown as blue. Gold is good. Red is off too. I can't unsee it.
Yeah,
the center crown is not blue?
The crown?
No.
The blue crown
is black.
The
center
of
the crown is black.
And that
for both
bugs
the
me.
Red and the
oh.
blue watches.
I
noticed
I don't
that on the
like
event.
That.
I didn't even notice that.
That was the first thing I noticed.
As oh,
soon as, like,
I see it now. I see it.
Okay, good.
Huh.
Yeah.
But gold is good. Silver's good. Space gray's good. You're good. You're good. You're
I
good.
I don't look there. That doesn't bother me very much.
It's not symmetrical. It's not clean. It's not unified. Burn the whole thing down. Just
exactly.
We need a restart today.
Burn the
I'm
whole
selling
thing
all
down.
My Apple stock. I'm done with this. I'm done
Is
with
this just a nightmare? Can we just wake up tonight?
I'm over this.
I'm selling all
what
my
What is
Apple
this solo loop? It looks like an unfinished render. It looks like the Cybertruck for watches. It just doesn't...
If someone would have leaked the solo loop band 2 weeks ago, we would have all been like, "God, dude,
That's
you
not
didn't
real.
Finish your render."
Yeah.
I feel like
what
that wouldn't breathe
nightmare?
As well. That's one thing I like about the Nike bands compared to the sport bands is that they have more flexibility with the whole
Honestly,
thing
that's why
better.
I wear.
Get...
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah, it breathes. It's light. It's breathable. This little whatever
solo loop won't breathe at all.
No,
there's not any holes.
When you get fat, it's going to be the same amount of tension on your wrist. Like as you get
you
bigger,
said when you get fat, not if not if you get thin. No, when you get fat, guess what? You have to buy a new one.
You will. No, oh, you know what? Will. You know what? People. You know what? Brands and companies make a ton of money off of.
Huh.
Ambitious. Ambitious purchasing. Gym memberships make tons of money off of the hope that, oh, I'll spend money because I care about my health, and then giving up of they don't actually lose weight and they give up, but they're still paying for it. like all kinds of money is made through that. Just people buying Fitness Plus or gym memberships and then not utilizing them, and they keep paying for them. So
you can't buy Apple One.
We will get
annually.
Fat. I know that's also a sucky part. I think it should be annual.
I'm so sad.
What if it was annual if you have an Apple card?
Dude, like any incentive, I would consider getting the Apple card. If I could get more storage, if Tim was like, hi, if you have an Apple card, you can have unlimited Apples, I'd be like, take my credits.
Hell would freeze over. Nick would apply.
I would apply. I mean, I'd be bummed and I'd be cringing, but man.
I'll
be honest.
You know
what amazes me?
Go ahead.
The iPhone SE was a site refresh, but the iPad 8 wasn't.
I know.
Yes!
Doesn't that make no sense to you guys?
Yes!
Like, they wanted to designate, like, 15 minutes of stage time to the iPad has an A12 chip now. Literally, that's it. That's the only change.
So let's talk about iPad OS for 20 minutes.
Yeah. No. And the Apple Pencil. You can draw with the Apple Pencil. Did you guys know that?
You could, like, yeah. Actually, I did.
You could
since
write
2015.
Things with it.
You guys showed me this before.
5 years
ago. You showed me Scribble back in June. So I already know this.
Oh, my God.
Another
thing.
That kind
of fluff is the worst.
I know. And last thing on the Apple Watch, I was not a big fan of this year's new watch faces.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought they were interesting, but yeah,
still like
I'm not going to buy one over that.
Better, but yeah. Are those watch faces same. Exclusive to Series 6, or are they going to come with WatchOS 6?
At this point, I won't be surprised if they're exclusive with the Series 6.
Honestly, they don't have many other things
Knowing
going
Apple,
for them.
Right. Yeah. I mean, they literally made the red and blue finishes exclusive to the 6, and they didn't let that on the SE. Just, I think, from the fact that the Apple Watch lineup is becoming more of a fashion thing now. It's not a debate of features. It's a debate of which has the better fashion that people care about. I think SE is good. I'll say that it was more expensive than I thought, but it's still I also wasn't expecting it to have the Series 4 design. So the fact that you can get that design, $280, that'll probably sell really well. I think that is a popular model I would recommend. Series 3 should go. I don't know how they're going to keep selling a watch that's 4 years old into 2021 and not provide software updates for it for likely much longer.
Yeah.
Blood oxygen level monitoring, a few people I'm sure really appreciate that, but it's a very small group and no bigger battery.
I'm not
battery.
One of those few people that you know.
No. And
sorry,
no
Scott.
Qi charging capability. I know Scott. Shout out to Scott, who is really excited for blood oxygen.
He's been talking my ear off for like 2 years about this.
Me too.
The Series 5 might have blood oxygen level. The Series 6 might have blood oxygen. I'm like, okay.
He brings it up in every stream. We love you, Scott. Thank you
for
being an awesome moderator.
I'm not trying to rain on nobody's parade. You see something you like about today, I'm happy for you. I just wish we had more.
I'm happy for you too.
I wish we had more products.
Not I'm not
services.
Happy for you.
But I think the
I'm
Series 6 is one of
literally personally attacked at anyone who's happy about this event. It's a terrible event.
I'm happy.
Very good. I'm happy. Series 6 is, I think, one of the most minor... I think we can say the most minor refresh yet.
We saw this coming, though. We saw this after Series 4. We're like, you can't one-up that. Series 4... 2018 was just
Series
a stellar
5
year.
Was
all of these products were from 2018. They're just... different cheap models of them. I bet
they're
four.
Just different colors.
I
2018 hardware
SE.
And more colors. Yeah,
I don't. I would be happy to see Touch ID come to the home button or the power button for Apple or iPhones because the mask situation has been addressed. That like it just
true.
It's no longer.
I agree. That would be a
seamless.
Good yeah. Easy compromise, a cheap, easy compromise that's like, we still want you to do Face ID, but here's Touch ID for those who really, really want it.
Yeah.
That'll be like the first time that like a societal, you know, issue or something has caused
changed
Apple
the course
to,
of something? Yeah.
Yeah, I know, right? The coronavirus hasn't changed the course of anything in this country. Just this possible iPad. That's the only thing.
It's changed nothing except the fingerprint reader on the iPhone.
That's the everything only thing else is exactly how it used to be.
No changes in 2020 whatsoever. I not like how in the big grid, you know, at the end of an announcement, they have a grid full of all the changes.
Yes.
A lot of the changes for the Series 6 are not new, or watchOS 7 changes and not part of the Apple Watch. It's like solo loop. It's like there's a new watch band or ECG app. We've had that for 2 years, and they're listing it on the website as like new feature. Also, it does say 20% faster charging.
Okay. I've never had an issue with charging.
I can't remember the last time I was sitting next to my watch charger saying, "Charge faster, you."
I'm so mad that you had to point that out, Drew, because it's like that was never an issue. I take a shower real quick.
You know
I come back, it's charged.
Did?
Yeah.
You know that ad they did for the Apple Watch where it's like, it already does that? Or what if it did this? It already does that. That's the conversation the R&D department's having right now. They're just like, what else can it do?
To make that
No, don't you say it. Don't you say it.
We could have a blood oxygen level. No, it already.
It already does that.
Shoot.
We could have it come in red. Oh, it already does that.
I imagine that was shelved for a long time. I think that was on the shelves 5-6 years ago. They're like, well, if it's a boring year, you can launch some new colors, I guess. That's what this feels like.
Yeah. And honestly, because of the colors, it's kind of dazzled. And dazzled me, at least. And so I'm like thinking, oh, wow, this does look pretty new. And because they're only showing the blue and the red one, which, you know, very different. And it's like, oh, wow, okay. That'll stand out on my wrist, right? Like if I go spend, you know, $700 on a new watch, or you know how much the blue one is, well, that'll really stand out. But at the end of the day, it's just a different color, and
we're all inside,
stupid,
not able to flex very hard.
Exactly. Except so on this podcast,
the key is Nick to buy it, take a bunch of pictures, and post them throughout the year to convince people you have the watch.
Right. Seeing how I always wear this shirt,
you returned it after a
everyone
day.
Everyone will think that it's just on the same day, like they think we record all these podcasts on the same day.
Guys, I have a question.
Yeah, we recorded this podcast 6 years ago. Go ahead. Yeah.
First one. First, I'm going to make a statement, then I just got a question. I do like the iPad Air. I like the colors and the blah, blah, blah.
How dare you like something from 2018, Randy?
A 14 chip isn't from
2018. Why is it, instead of 11-inch, 10.9?
Great question.
That is a great question.
There's a good answer.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Good.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Beautiful.
That makes absolutely no sense to me.
This is what you subscribe for, ladies and gentlemen.
I am extremely perplexed. So
I don't understand.
Everyone, while listening to this, you can follow along on Apple's website or Apple Store app. If you go to the iPad compare section and compare the iPad Pro 11-inch to the iPad Air 4, you will notice the bezels are slightly thicker on the Air 4.
Ooh, you're right.
And they did for no reason. Literally no reason.
Yeah.
It makes zero sense. When they announced it, the presenter said, and slimmer, they didn't say bezels. What did they say? Borders. And slimmer borders. They didn't say bezel, and they didn't say bezel-less.
It's slimmer than the Air 3.
Yeah.
I like how they're trying to convince us this is a new design, despite it just being an iPad Pro that's dumbed down. They just pretend the iPad Pro doesn't exist. This is so new. Like when they were on stage being like, it also has USB-C. USB-C allows for faster transfer speeds and video output.
You used
the
same thing about the camera connecting to the iPad as the last one. Like that's the same
photo. I'm pretty sure they just copy-pasted
that. It's like the same
photo.
Mm-hmm. It's the same exact picture. They just changed the iPad bezels on it.
Yeah.
Here's why I'm mad and confused about the Air 4.
I'm looking at the actual dimensions of the Air 4, and the Air 4 is 0.02 inches thinner, or a... No, that doesn't make any sense. Okay, get this. I gotta show my screen here. This is, you know, maybe I'll just add it in post. Oh my gosh. So
I know what you're looking at. You don't have.
Yes. Mm-hmm. 7-inch width for the iPad Air 4, and for the iPad Pro 2, mm-hmm. it's 7.02 inches. But when they measure it in the millimeters, it's 178.5 millimeters for the new Air 4, and it's 178 millimeters for...
So
it's exactly the same size, and yet they say...
No, it isn't.
Oh, it isn't?
The Air 4...
Is thicker.
Is...
But...
6.1 millimeters, which is thicker than the iPad Pro, and width-wise, thick. The iPad Pro 11 inches is 7.02. iPad Air 4 is exactly 7. Could be just they didn't update the website correctly.
But look at the millimeters, though. They're the same millimeter. It's the same
Same millimeters,
size.
But if we go into the inches, the iPad Pro is slightly wider, despite
that just means they rounded the inches on the 4th gen iPad Air.
Right. And they're still compatible with the same Magic Keyboard case. They didn't launch a separate keyboard case. So they're both compatible with those accessories, even though iPad Air 4 is slightly thicker and weighs... Less?
Yeah, it weighs less. How does that work?
I'm allergic to this BS.
it's confusing. So iPad Air 4 is exactly 1 pound. iPad Pro 11-inch is 1.04 pounds. Oh, it's probably the dual camera and the LiDAR. That's what it is.
What?
But it's thicker. LiDAR and the dual camera adds a little bit.
It's like 2 millimeters thicker, though.
Yeah, but that doesn't... add much weight.
I'm so confused. My brain hurts. Aluminum
weighs as much as a feather. Super light metal. A ton of aluminum and a ton of feathers weigh the exact same amount, so doesn't matter.
This is true.
But I'm confused that the iPad Pro 11-inch has a resolution of 2388 by 1668, whereas the iPad Air 4 has a resolution of 2360 by 1640. They couldn't match the resolutions. Why?
And you know what the new Air 4 doesn't have? ProMotion.
No, that wasn't up for debate. I wasn't surprised by that. But
I am a little
500 nits max brightness versus 600 nits on the iPad Pro, so the iPad still has a bit of a brighter display. Originally, I thought thicker bezels, smaller display would help with affordability, but the Air 4 ended up costing.
They couldn't match
quite
the resolutions because the screen is technically smaller, but the PPI is the same. That's so dumb.
But why make the display smaller if it's going to be $600 anyway? I thought if they were going to beef up the bezels a little bit.
They want to bump you. They want to bump you to the Pro. Look at that.
They're trying to make the Air 4 bad enough. They want to say have Marquez say, well, when you're looking between the old 2018 iPad Pro and the 11-inch iPad Pro and the 10.9-inch, everyone's going to think, oh, that one's 10 inches and this one's 11 inches. Therefore, you must get the 11-inch one because it's better. And that's ridiculous.
Every inch matters.
Size doesn't matter in this case, Drew.
Air 4 being $600 makes me much more compelled to recommend people just get a 2018 iPad Pro refurbished.
Oh, totally.
I think is a much better deal. You get thinner bezels. You get ProMotion, Face ID. A12X chip is still really fast. I think the A14 chip might be a little faster, which I'm confused about. 20%. Why does the Air 4 get the faster chip?
I know. I'm as soon...
That makes me mad.
My $2,200 iPad Pro setup is now the slowest one!
It's not the slowest, but I mean, it is, in fact, not as fast as this $600
That's what I was getting at. I'm just a little too aggravated to speak eloquently, Drew. My gosh.
As a product, as someone who just walks into the Apple Store, picks it up, and uses it, I'm sure the Air 4 is fine. But in relation to the rest of the lineup, I'm very confused by it. Mm-hmm. I don't understand so much of the decisions they made. How expensive is Face ID? How hard would that have been?
Not hard at this point.
They're just being jerks. That's it. Wait,
they're just being jerks.
They're just
Where's the smart connector on the Air 4? Because down
same place
on the
as
connector
the 11-inch
sector,
iPad Pro.
Yeah, the Pro, it says smart connector, parentheses, black. Back. Not black. Back.
It's a black smart connector.
But it doesn't
have
that.
Yeah, they just straight up, they didn't update it for the Air 4 for some reason.
Okay. Apple, just read your website, will you? Come on. This is so frustrating.
I guess the iPad Pro was kind of the first iPad to do a smart connector on the back, but now, now it's, no, it's just becoming the normal to have it there, I guess.
Yeah. I won't lie. The green color on the Air 4 is looking pretty clean. Like, just by itself.
You guys like that color?
Nice mint green. I like it. It's not, like, my favorite color.
It's
I know
given a good
people.
Mint Mobile green. Brought to you by
thinking.
Mint Mobile. Hey. I'm kidding.
No.
How you doing, Ryan? No, glad to have you sponsoring this week's episode.
We'll have Ryan on the show.
Well, that's just lazy writing.
I don't know. That's just lazy writing. I don't get why they wanted to give the A14 chip to the Air 4. But the green isn't for me. I'm not a fan, but I'm glad that there is now a cheaper way to get an iPad that has Apple Pencil 2 support. I just thought that $499 price point was very sweet and perfect, and now they've raised it, and I don't know.
The problem is, I'm comparing the iPad Air 4th Gen to the 1st Gen iPad 11 or Pro 11-inch, and you get a higher storage configuration. I'm adding on to your argument about getting the updated like a 2018 model, you get 1 terabyte instead of up to a quarter terabyte. That's within itself, I feel, is kind of important.
That's kind of surprising.
Yeah.
The Air 4 can only go up to 256.
I don't like that. You get the exact same configs in regards to PPI. You get a higher resolution.
Yep.
You get ProMotion. You get a higher color gamut or nits. Sorry, not color gamut, but you get a higher nits right here for typical. They say typical, fine.
Brighter screen.
So the chip is older, but I have so much headspace; it has not slowed down at all. Battery's the same. Okay, you still get all the accessories that it's compatible with. The camera is the exact same. Everything looking at this,
yes,
same. The only thing that's different here is the iPad Air 4th Gen, the one today, 4K at 24, 30, and 60, to whereas the 1st Gen iPad Pro 11-inch doesn't give you 24K. Yep. All right.
I really needed that 24 FPS. That was crucial.
So heaven forbid you export in LumaFusion at 24 frames. It's heaven forbid that. But everything else, you get portrait mode with the iPad Pro, not the iPad Air. You get portrait mode, portrait lighting.
Face ID.
True depth.
I think Face ID is way better than the Touch ID.
You get four speakers instead of two.
Does the Air 4... Yeah, what's the situation with the Air 4 and speakers?
Two speakers in landscape mode.
Yeah, but there's still four speaker holes. Or four speaker grills.
Yeah, how does that work? I'm confused.
It's just aesthetics.
Empty, but like they changed the physical size of the audio case. If they didn't change the physical size of the case, I'd be like, oh, well, that was just because, you know, they're trying to be cheap. But like, no, they redesigned the physical size of the case by 2 millimeters, which means that they're literally drilling holes where they don't need them.
Yeah, it says on the website, audio-wise, it says 2-speaker audio landscape mode versus 4-speaker audio on the iPad Pro. And I'm wondering if there's a noticeable difference between the two. Like, what does quad speakers do that stereo doesn't? I don't.
And the only other thing that iPad Air 4th Gen will give you is, if it matters, you get Wi-Fi 6. That's.
Oh, that was killer. I needed that. That Wi-Fi 6 makes all the difference when scrolling Twitter.
So that's it. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Save money. Get a 1st Gen iPad Pro 11. And mm-hmm. if you need accessories.
I was really sad just overall with the whole event. Like, they kept showing their hand before, like, before they actually announced things. Tim got up there and been like, and was like, we have we're going to focus in on two exciting product categories today. Apple Watch.
Everyone cried.
iPad. And it's just like, no! But then they did it again with iPad. Tim's like, and today we're updating our entire full-sized iPad lineup to be even better than ever before. And I was like, man, I was kind of hoping for an iPad mini. Like, I know it wasn't rumored and it wasn't like, but like, there's a little bit of me that was just like, I really want a new iPad mini. Like, iPad Air 4th gen, but iPad mini, like, I'd be all over that. That would be pretty cool. But like, they kept like showing
iPad mini
hand
is very
before.
Confusing now.
Yeah, it looks so out of place.
It's $400 and it has the same chip as the iPad 8.
Ouch.
So it's a smaller tablet that costs more because it has a laminated display, I guess, and the iPad 8 isn't a laminated display, but
I mean,
other than that, it's just $400, A12 chip, iPad 8, $329, A12 chip. It's iPad mini's kind of awkward right now.
They should have updated it. Why?
With
COVID,
what would you recommend?
COVID, I know. What would I recommend?
No, it's not COVID. I'm saying, what should they have done to the mini today?
iPad 4 shrink ray. That's literally all they had to do. Just take the shrink ray.
Air 4 shrink ray. Make the Air 4 8 inches now, yeah.
Yep.
Well, there's rumors that they're going to update the Air 4 next year, so I guess we can wait for that, but... Holy sorry, yay. Not the Air 4, the iPad mini.
I can't wait for that.
I like how in the lineup it says, you know, iPad Pro and iPad Air and budget iPad that's like compatible with Magic Keyboard or compatible with Smart Keyboard. And the iPad mini says compatible with Bluetooth keyboard.
Woo!
They're just like, use something else. It has Bluetooth.
But it's still compatible with it's something.
It's an iPad mini. Don't use a keyboard with it, folks. It's a bad idea. So as a whole, let me ask you, Randy, should this event have happened?
No. Oh, no, no, no. I would have rather wait a couple more weeks to a month or whenever they wanted to talk. I don't take back what I said on Saturday. Their only hardware that matters, their bread and butter, is iPhone. Everything else is great. But the only thing that makes them a $2 trillion company is the driving force of iOS.
That's true.
And I would have rather waited. Site refresh these suckers if you couldn't wait any longer. Fine. You did it to what I feel is more integral updates that deserve stage time with AirPods Pro, Magic Keyboard, even the iPad itself, when they did the update for this year, everything else was SE. iPhone SE being so – you can make an argument outside of aesthetics of forehead and chin. iPhone SE is a great budget iPhone for the ecosystem. All these things that you could have spent all the same time talking about, all these great features and stuff like that. Give me what you did back for WWDC into an iPhone keynote and just – give me content with hardware and stuff like that. I would have waited. I'm not disappointed because I know I acknowledge it wasn't meant for me. I just wish that if you didn't need to do it today. There was no pressure from press to put something out.
You think it was just from Apple consistently having September events each year? They felt like there had to be one, even if there wasn't much to say.
I think that's what it was.
Even with the title of the event, it kind of felt like they forgot about it. They're just like, whoa, time flies. Let's get an event on the books there. How about next Tuesday? Yeah, let's do that.
So, like, time flies, like, what did that headline have to do with anything? I don't even understand how that's utilized
for the
drone
shots. That's all the drone shots.
They would argue time. I've seen the argument made, time is for watch and flies is for air. So it's time flies. I don't like that argument.
Wow, that's a stretch. The biggest bummer about
those
events are like,
names never mean anything.
There's nothing that I'm wanting to buy out of this. Like, and I guess it's just not for me, but like
You want to get the
the 2 terabytes, Nick. That's something.
That's all I want. The 2 terabytes.
More than 2 terabytes. When was the last time there was a live streamed Apple event where you didn't want anything announced?
Ooh. I have no idea. This is probably a first for me. Like, even with some of the shorter ones,
like there's new hardware and you don't want any of it.
I literally thought, like, I will spend up to $500 on whatever catches my fancy here today. Nothing caught my fancy. So that's that, folks.
I feel dirty.
Nothing catches Nick's fancy.
Did you touch my fancy? Nope, didn't want it.
Oh, Randy. Oh, my gosh. No, nothing was exciting here. Like, for me, I don't want a new Apple Watch Series 6 because my current one's fine, and I don't even use it all that often. Actually, the past couple weeks, I've been forgetting to charge it, like, every other day or whatever. And, like, it's just died
Apple
on
Watch
me.
Is running out of new things, for sure.
Exactly. And the iPad, I already have an iPad that's way better than the Air 2, except for the A14 chip, which I'm a little mad about. But, like, there's nothing for me here. Except Apple Fitness. Wait a minute. Sorry, guys. Apple Fitness. That's it. I'm going to buy the one-year subscription.
Of course.
For $79. And, I'll get
Man,
fit.
You save a lot when you do it annually, I guess. You save $40.
I'm trying to find, like, people who are trying to convert over to iPad for the first time. Is there an argument to get any of the new stuff on their knees? I'm going to go on the assumption that people don't know or care to do certified refurbish. So based off the lineup, can I make an argument, a valid argument besides price? About maybe iPad, just iPad, not iPad Air. I don't know. Like, I don't know how to promote.
I think
today.
The iPad Air 4 is really just for good headlines because it's something that they can see on everyone can see on their website and everyone can see in the news. Starts at $599, offers all these things.
Chip
if you did
ever,
oh god, if you did any kind of research, you'd be like. Well, you can get pretty much all this stuff and more with a $550 11-inch iPad Pro refurbished. And I guess that's not as upfront in the open. It's not in headlines. It's not on the easy-to-access website. But, yeah, it's just difficult to really understand why they wanted to hype this up so much outside of them doing so many site refreshes lately. In my opinion, it sounds like Apple felt like we always have a September event, so we need to have one, but we don't want to unveil the new iPhones, so we're going to have to make it a tiny, short event. And in my opinion, that just leaves everyone wanting more. It just disappoints everyone. And now we feel like, well, another month, folks. Let's wait. Here we go.
Yeah.
Not great, but
I mean, okay, so I don't know. Even like accessories, I don't think so. We've seen the leaks for like AirTags and stuff like that. That should be a site refresh. Everything, if you're gonna site refresh AirPods Pro, site refresh any other new accessories. Then if you're gonna do new lineups and stuff like that, that doesn't need dedicated stage time. What like. Next month needs to be really focused on the new ARM Max and an iPhone and
you'd rather have one more Apple event, not two, because Gurman was suggesting we're going to have an October and November event.
Oh my gosh, no, no.
Well,
no. I don't know. No, 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 no.
Unless no. November is supposed to tease the glasses, which I'm indifferent about because it doesn't exist. You know, like it's all rumored and speculation. If you give me glasses and air power and all these other things that are just things that are being worked on, maybe sure.
If Apple announces a unicorn in November, I'll watch it.
It shouldn't share stage time with iPhone. Like iPhone is the only thing that matters for the rest of the year. iPhone, that's the only thing people care about. Holiday season's coming around. The only thing that matters is iPhone, and we know that Macs are coming with the new ARM processor, so let's see the ARM Macs and stuff like that. But the only thing that matters is iPhone. What happens afterwards, I don't care.
I agree.
Yeah.
I rather have less but big and meaningful events than lots of tiny, insignificant events. In my opinion, yep. if you want to start doing 4 or 5 Apple events a year that are each an hour, it's going to take away the
gravity.
Specialness of it. It's exactly. going to take away the gravity of, oh my God, there's a new Apple event. Now it's just going to be like, oh, there's more announcements today, and it won't feel like a big event. It won't feel special. It'll just feel minor and tiny, and they're like, it's just basically Apple decided to film a video to go along with their newsroom post. That's what this feels like.
Like, okay, like, so you keep showing different parts of the park, and that's cool. I'm glad I got to see the park, but it's like that. Just do like a press release of stuff like that. Then do what you did for Dub for software. Give me hardware the same way, and that's it. Give me 2 very special software, hardware,
right.
unison. Have fun. Outside of that, anything special, site refresh, or have an outside keynote maybe or something, I don't care. But there is an expectation that has been established for hardware in September, software in June. That's just what we've been conditioned to expect. I'm not upset that we didn't get it. It's just... Mm-hmm. The hardware that we got today is nothing. Nobody is. That's not going to drive your sales. You're just adding to your ecosystem. We're updating these things in our ecosystem. You didn't even introduce a new product line. So it's like there's nothing to. Hey, we updated specs and stuff like that. That's a site refresh to me. The only thing that needs
it's
stage
not necessarily
time is
like
that,
they had to, you know, release a new product line today or something. But
well, I know, but
no. But to have an event that you stream,
this. Seeing how the AirPods Pro, 16-inch MacBook Pro, iPad Pro 3rd gen for the or 4th gen or whatever this one is, those were all just site refreshes, right? Like just we woke up one morning along with the iMac, like, and the SE, like we just wake up one morning and they're there. What makes the
even
iPad
Mac Pro,
Air
right?
4? The Mac Pro was a dub.
That was a quadruple UDC unveiling,
but. Yeah. Like, what makes any of these things special enough to deserve an hour-long event and all this press coverage? Nothing. The only reason why this happened is because it was September, and Apple wants a September event every year. And that's not a good reason
clickbait.
To do stuff.
Yeah. And we unified our services. So come buy our services so that way we can have residual passive income.
Unified
our services. Yeah.
I really don't like the whole... argument of, well, like, we'll have a bunch more eyes on us if we announce a September event because that's when people expect new iPhones, but instead talk about services and tiny updates here and there. That ordinarily, like, if these products were ready earlier in the year, they probably would have been site refreshes. It's just the fact that they happen to align with the September release cycle that they decide to have an event. And I don't like that approach. I think that's I love Apple for their hardware and software experiences and how they merge them, and I'm starting to dislike Apple more and more as a services company. I know why they're trying to be a services company, but I'm not appreciating on the user end the company that they're turning into. Like I was bored on my iPhone, and I don't have any social media, as you guys know, on it. And yesterday, when I was disconnected from work and everything, I just went. I haven't used Apple News app in a while, so I just tried to open that.
Mistake number
and
one.
Literally.
You looked at the news.
50% of the scrolling was News Plus ads. I'm not joking. Like half. It was literally like a few headlines and then giant brick that says, try News Plus. Here's an article you can get with News Plus. Here's an article you can get with News Plus. Here's an article. You'd get 3 articles that are actually the news and then 8 articles that are to... only access through News Plus. And I was like, this app has just been completely... I screen recorded it. I can't tweet it from this phone. I'll have to tweet it from the iPad. But I feel like that app has been completely, brutally destroyed by the services model. Like, I used to use Apple News when it first came out. I thought it was well-designed. I thought it was fluid and nice, and everything was optimized
chronological
well.
Order.
And that's what...
All that.
Chronological order, yeah. I miss those
days. The good
days. And now... Now that app is basically just a giant News Plus ad. That's all it is. Yeah. It's just scrolling through News Plus ads endlessly. And now I'm worried that Fitness Plus is going to do that to the activity app. It's just going to be every time you open it, it's like, try Fitness Plus, try Fitness Plus, try Fitness Plus. And there's going to be a whole dedicated tab of the activity app that's just for Fitness Plus, even if you don't subscribe to it. Just like App Store and Arcade. and I'm like,
yeah, that'll turn me away from it.
I don't like this direction. Yeah. I really don't. I don't like Apple. I know why they're doing it, but I don't appreciate the execution.
The worst part is we predicted this. We forecast that like that was gonna this is gonna happen, and it's gonna keep getting worse and worse over time because now they're in your like you said. I get why they're doing it, but for me personally, it's gonna have an adverse effect. And I think even just over the last hour and 15 minutes of us doing this, like the whole event has now completely wore off just talking about it out loud, looking at the site. I have no interest going back on apple.com and looking at anything. I'm over it, and I'm just going to move on and talk about the whatever.
I'm worried about the Cybertruck.
I'm so bored today. Today was a very boring day for me, and I say that as just from my own perspective. My wife was excited. I'm happy she's excited. I'm bored out of my mind. So,
what convinced her to get an Apple Watch from this event?
No, we were always going to get an Apple Watch for her because of internal life changes and stuff like that of what we're going to be doing. So she acknowledged that she might need a Apple Watch for stuff like that. And I realized how vague I was just right there. No, we're not expecting. So just want to put that out there. That's a whole other subject. I'll announce later. But because of what's happening in our lives, she sees the benefit of an Apple Watch. And this is just right time. I was like, let's wait and let's see what's going to come out. And, all things are really cool for her. This will be her very first Apple Watch. So all that stuff is like, cool. But you remember what she said. Even when we did it live, we did it live here. She wants a FaceTime, you know, she goes, that's the only thing that I'm remotely interested as a gimmick. Like, oh, hey, cool. Hey, how's it going? Okay, bye. Like everything else, she goes, oh, health features. Cool. Oh, text messages. Cool. Oh, hey, cool. Nothing is like, I need it because of oxygen intake. None of that matters. It's just, you know.
So she's not getting a Series 6, I'm guessing.
That's something we're going to look at after we're done here. We were kind of dabbling around between the two, and I was like, hey, you know, whichever one you want, you feel is appropriate. I think an SE is just as good of a purchase, but if she wants the Series 6 just for color schemes or what have you, then, you know.
Cloud.
Yeah, sure. Because I don't think – I'm fine. I'm sticking with this still. I'm going to run this to the ground.
Me too. I have not been convinced today that I should keep my – Series 6 at all.
So the only time I'm going to go back on that website is just to compare the two. Yeah.
Yeah. After watching the event, I'm even more realized, like, wait, they really didn't do much, did they?
I loved it in the event.
Now,
like,
wait.
Yeah, talking out loud is like, huh.
Yep.
Wait a minute.
It sounds exciting when it's on screen and they're listing all these changes, and then you walk away and you're like, what did they change exactly? Oh, the blood color. Oxygen. That's it. Oh.
Cool.
Okay.
Oh, new colors.
That's about cool. It.
New bands. Cool. Drew, you messed me up on the bands. The bands thing really, like you said earlier this year, and I'm mad at you. I don't think I've said it out. I'm mad at you.
Okay.
The more you own, you're the welcome. Less you wear. And I hate that now. Yeah. I'm so mad at
the
you.
The more watch bands you have, the less you wear each of them because you can only wear one at a time. And that's why I've sworn off watch band purchases entirely. I think the last time I bought one was 2018. I just started realizing, you know, this isn't worth it. Yeah. But I've wanted a red Apple Watch for years. You know, back even in 2017, I remember saying it would be nice if the actual chassis was red. And now they've finally done it, and it's there's $400 to get it. But literally, I would have been excited for that if they changed nothing and just announced that the Series 5 now comes in red. I would have been like, ooh, cool.
Ooh.
So the watch itself.
Someone's going to be really happy for that purchase. Not me.
Not me. I was trying to look for a battery comparison.
Yeah.
And they don't really bring anything up. All of them say up to 18 hours, Series 3 or Series 6. And I'm very confused by that. I thought that the removal of force touch would allow for a bigger battery, and the fact that they didn't even get that is like, it's really just blood oxygen monitor. That's literally it. It's so minor.
But sleep tracking is more accurate on the Series 6 or something.
Is it?
And always on display is twice as bright outside.
There you go. There you go.
Your watch will be draining battery twice as fast when you're not using it. Wow.
At high altitudes.
I'm excited for that. The blue is a little too dark for me. I wish they would have gone with a more vibrant blue.
Like a sky blue on the iPad?
Personal preference. Yeah, I like that blue better.
I like the product.
I'm looking
what color was the iPhone 11? Was that blue or purple?
Purple. Lilac
purple.
Or something.
They didn't have a blue.
Lilac. Lilac, you're right. There it is.
Lilac. Well, guys,
well,
this has been completely unproductive.
I think we should just upload the show now.
I miss seeing you.
iPhone
event just
is less than a month away.
Yeah! And we have battery day next week. This is just...
We get to get excited all over again.
Just to be let down again.
Podcast...
Woo!
YouTubers and podcasters are really happy for the watch time and viewership they're going to get for the next few months. We're actually the one to benefit the most from this.
And I could not be any more... But
yeah. We get to capitalize on all the false hope.
Hooray! I feel like a freaking fraud.
We are frauds. We get
as
to
you
get
can
people
see, we clearly don't have
don't
any
happen.
Inside sources that tells us anything. Just our hopes and wishes and ambitions. Woo!
That's all.
They're inside me, though.
Thank
My
you.
My sources are inside me.
Yeah.
Another month, folks. Another month.
All right.
Thank you all for watching.
Thank
we
you.
We will catch you all in the next one. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.